Well, Cokie has changed his mind about wanting to marry Betty. He suddenly discovered that he isn't in love with her. Mr. Ace is quite delighted, but Jane, who has been planning the elopement, is quite upset. Our scene is the Ace's bungalow just after dinner. Here are Jane, Mr. Ace, and Marge. Listen.
Well, I just don't know how I'm going to break the news to her. The crying that's going to be going on here tonight. Wow.
Oh, she'll get over it. Don't worry about it.
Of course she will, but she has to be told, and right away. You know, we know about it, and she doesn't. It isn't right to have her sitting around waiting to be married, and the marriage called off. Yeah, we have to tell her. Not we. Not me, anyhow.
Oh, I'll be very happy to tell her myself.
You will?
Oh, I can't think of anything more delightful. In fact, I'd appreciate it if you would draft me to tell her. I've been looking forward to it.
Never mind, dear. Never mind. I get your draft.
What?
Seems a little too anxious, doesn't he, Jane? I'll say the world. Just don't bother, dear.
Oh, Jane.
Never mind now.
Oh, I never have any fun around here.
Fun? Do you call a thing like this fun?
Do I?
No, I asked you that.
Oh, well, I'd certainly be delighted to let tell that little smart Alec niece of yours that there's something in life that she can't get.
Oh, dear, how can you talk?
Well, it's her attitude. Ever since she first came here, she's been flaunting her super intelligence and that confidence of hers that life is just cut down to her measure. This will be the best thing that ever happened to her.
I think there's something in that, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, you too, Marge. I mean, I can see Ace's viewpoint that Betty has sort of been riding roughshod over everybody she came in contact with. And she figured that all she has to do is cook her finger and Cokie'd come running.
Yeah, Cokie's running all right.
Isn't he disgusting? Honestly, when he told me about this afternoon, I could have cried. So you can imagine how she's going to cry when I tell her.
Oh, a good cry would be the best thing in the world for her. When they're not able to cry, you have to watch out.
I guess I have to tell her, don't I?
Oh, absolutely. You can't have a kid going on thinking she's about to become a bride, and all the time we know she's not.
Yes, I guess you're right, Marge. I guess I have to break the news to her. But I'm going to do it my way, and I don't want anybody to say anything while I'm doing it.
Oh, I won't say a thing, Jane.
I'm not looking at you, Marge.
Oh, I never have any fun around here.
Fun? How can you call this fun? Breaking a girl's heart is behind me.
Oh, it is.
Oh, don't mind him, Jane.
Oh, here she comes, I think. Now, don't say anything. Is that you, Betty?
Yes, Aunt Jane.
It's Betty. Oh, I just hate to think about her crying.
Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Wait a minute, Betty. Where are you going?
To my room. Why?
Well, don't go yet.
Oh, but I want to get out of this coat and hat. It's starting to rain out. I want to hang everything up before it wrinkles.
Oh, well, all right, but come out as soon as you're through.
Well, what is it, Daddy?
Oh, well, never mind. I'll tell you when you come back. And, bring your handkerchief with you.
I what?
Oh, go on, Betty. When you come back, there'll be plenty of time.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Jane.
Bring a handkerchief with you.
That's a nice way to break the news to her, Jane.
He doesn't know what I mean.
Yeah, another minute you would have known. At that, I think you've got the right idea there, Jane. Just come right out and tell her and get it over with.
No, that's not the way.
Well, do it your way, Jane. Only get it over with.
I'm going to do it in a roustabout
way. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Well, I am. If you think I enjoy seeing somebody cry, especially
Don't worry so much about her crying. As Mark says, it'll do her good.
Of course it will. Well, I hate to be the one that makes her cry.
It's not you. It's Cokie.
Yes, but I'm the one that's telling her about it. Are you sure we can't make Cokie marry her?
Hey, Kim, now don't start that again, Jane. How can you? He just changed his mind, that's all.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Sure.
I told him that he's suing for breach of promise and suing for everything we have.
Oh, for everything Cokie's done.
Yes, but it didn't do any good. His mind's made up.
Well, I'll say it is, and this is just as lucky for her as it is for Cokie. I mean, calling it off this way.
Lucky?
Well, sure it's lucky.
Lucky to call off a marriage? Why, it's unlucky even to be late to your marriage, much less to be so late you're not there at all.
What was that again? I didn't get that.
Oh, you heard me. And don't start getting smart when I tell Betty about this. Oh, dear, the more I think about the way she's going to cry.
Now, don't think about it.
Hush, yes, yes.
Now, what was it you were saying, Aunt Jane?
Oh, well, Betty, yeah, come on, sit down.
Did you say you wanted to tell me something?
Yes, but sit down first. Just sit down and relax. You look tired, Betty.
Oh, I am tired. That job of mine gets harder every day.
It does, huh? Well, I guess everybody works hard. Look at the work I have to do around the house. That's what happens when a person gets married and has to keep house and plan dinners and things. Honestly, sometimes I think it's much nicer staying single.
Oh, that's fine talk, Jane.
I'll trade with you any day, Aunt Jane.
Sure.
Trade?
Yes, I'll take home life. You can have the business office with all its hustle and bustle.
Oh, I can't trade now. It's too late. I was only saying that sometimes I wish I had stayed single. Don't you?
Don't I what?
What?
What are you talking about, Aunt Jane?
About staying single.
But you're married.
Yes, I know I am, but I mean other people. Sometimes I think other people would be better off if they stayed single.
It's a matter of opinion, Aunt Jane.
Yes, isn't it?
Personally, I think that if a girl finds the right man, she can do no better than to settle down and make a home for herself and him.
Yes, I guess so, if she finds the right man. But the thing is that most girls don't find the right man.
Speaking from experience, Auntie?
Oh, now you stop that, Betty.
Well, they're her own words, look alike.
I know, but don't start.
Betty, you stay out of this. I'm telling you.
Well, you're making a very poor job of it.
I am not. First, I'm going to show her that it's better to be single. Then I'll break the news to her.
Oh, first you're going
what
to tell...
What news? What? What news are you going to break to me?
Oh, Well, it's like I said, finding the right man. Now, you take Cokie.
I'm ready to take him.
Yes. No, I don't mean take him. I mean take him.
I'm ready to, for better or for worse.
No, I mean take him for instance.
For instance?
Yes, take Cokie for instance. Do you think he's the right man?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I certainly do. And Jane, are you forsaking me too?
Beg pardon?
Are you leaving me too?
Oh, no. It's just Cokie that's leaving you.
Oh.
What did you say?
It's just Cokie that's leaving you.
Leaving me?
Now, Betty, don't start yet. I have to tell you all about it. Now, don't start crying.
Go on, Aunt Jane.
But promise me now, you won't cry right away.
I said, go on, Aunt Jane. What are you trying to tell me?
Well, he came over here this afternoon and told me he changed his mind.
Well, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't imagine what he meant.
Well, he finally told me he decided that he didn't want to get married. And now don't start crying, Betty.
Please go on, Aunt Jane.
Well, he said he was thinking it over, and he said he tested himself. He said he wouldn't see you for a whole day just to see if he missed you. And he said he didn't miss you. And he said that made him think he shouldn't get married after all. Well, I sure told him a thing, but he kept saying he changed his mind and he wasn't going to marry you.
He wasn't going to marry me.
Now, Betty, don't start crying.
That's a laugh. Changed his mind.
Well, that's what he said.
When I was making the sacrifice, going to give up everything for his betterment, he changed his mind.
Oh, yeah, your hands
are just there. And what a lesson. What a lesson for all womanhood. Men, I despise them all. They're not worth that. How lucky I am to have learned about them while there's still time. He changed his mind.
Don't go to your room. Come back here.
What a joke on me. When I think of what I was willing to sacrifice, he changed his mind.
Oh, Betty, come back here.
Well, here, too.
Did you ever hear such carrying on?
Oh, she didn't cry after all.
No, but you made up for it. Here you sat around worrying about Betty, what Betty was going to cry, and it turns out that you're the one.
Oh, well, can I help it if I belong to the weeper sex?
Oh, the weeper sex.
Oh, stop laughing, Marge. I've had enough things go wrong already. Instead of crying, she has to laugh.
Well, at least you've got it over
yes,
with.
Yes, now she knows, and now she'll get over it in time.
Yes, she may get over it, but she certainly will always have her opinion of men. She let men have it.
But she's right. They're all alike. Class and company accepted there.
Oh, that's all right.
What a lesson this is. What a lesson.
Stop that, will you?
Well, I wouldn't give that much for all the men in the world. And they're all alike. Class and company accepted
there. There's somebody at the door. Quiet, Jane.
Quiet, nothing. He changed his mind.
Jane, there's somebody at the door.
I
don't care. It gets my ghost the way some men act.
Hello, Uncle Lee.
Is that Cokie? Cokie, what's he doing
Come
here?
Come right in. I gotta see you, Uncle H.
Well, why aren't you working tonight?
I gotta see you. I changed my mind.
You what?
Oh, hello, Marge. I changed my mind.
You told me that this afternoon. I heard you. Man, they're all alike.
But I changed my mind again.
Again? What do you mean, again?
I had a talk with my boy. Remember I told you he promised to give me a $5 raise?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it unless I get married. That's what he told me tonight.
Man, they're all alike.
What was that, Cokie?
Well, he promised to give me a $5 raise, but that was because I told him I was thinking of getting married. But if I don't get married, I don't get the raise. So I changed my mind. I'll get married. You'll get...
Man, they're a joke.
No, it's no joke. I'll marry Betty.
You what?
I'll marry you.
You mean it?
Sure I mean it.
Cokie, you don't know your own mind. You can't...
Now, don't start that. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold him, son. Betty! Hold him, dear. Don't let him go away. Betty, come here. Hurry.
Now, wait a minute, Jane.
What is... Here, he changed his mind again. Look who's here. He said he'd marry you now.
Hello, Betty. Remember that raise my boss promised me? I can't get it unless I get married.
So what?
So will you make me the happiest man in the world again?
Oh, Betty, now calm down. Stop being so hysterical.
I'm quite calm. Terribly calm. I was never so calm in my life. Why, I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth. I wouldn't marry anybody. Ever.
But But, Betty, I can't get my raise unless you do.
Go away. You annoy me. And from now on, I don't know you even exist. And that's the last I'll ever say to you.
But, Betty, you wouldn't do that to me, would you? Betty,
he's talking to you.
You wouldn't do that to my raise, would you? It's $5, Betty. Oh, gee, Betty, answer me.
Well, Toby, I'm afraid you won't get a raise out of her tonight.
No, it doesn't look as if he will.
Betty changed her mind now, which is only fair, I suppose, after Cokie had changed his. But we'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.